Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Paul Sarvati back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is the chairman and the CEO of Administaff. Full disclosure, one of our sponsors, one of our great corporate partners that have been now for a while. Paul's one of the smartest guys I know. He's got a great perspective on the marketplace. He's an entrepreneur and a true American entrepreneur, founded Administraff from the blank, a blank sheet of paper, just like most of you have out there. And he's our good friend, Paul Sarvati. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you on your 13th anniversary.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it very much, and it's exciting. I know you agree with me. I was telling the audience earlier that whenever they have an opportunity to celebrate a milestone, even if it means they have to be just a tiny bit obnoxious, they should do it. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, entrepreneurs always are trying to look forward and excited about the future. But, you know, it is important to stop and smell the roses a little bit and kind of wave the flag. So congratulations to you.
I appreciate that. Paul, one of the things that I know you've been doing is you and your company are keeping your fingers on the pulse of the economy, on the marketplace. You have a lot of small business customers out there who are making it happen on Main Street. And I know from time to time you guys poll them. You ask them questions about how things are going. And I'd like for you to tell the audience a little bit about what you've been hearing from them.
Sure. You know, Jim, every quarter we actually do two things. We take a survey of our small and medium-sized business customer base all across the country, but we also compare that sentiment data with actual hard compensation data from the most recent period. So it gives us an opportunity to compare what folks are thinking with what their most recent actions have been.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, you know, we found a little bit of an interesting diversion between the two, because the compensation data in the third quarter started to pick up. Excuse me. And what I mean by that is the first indicator I look at is the sales commissions that we pay on behalf of our clients mm-hmm. to their sales staff, because that gives us a little bit of visibility into the pipeline of sales for the customer base and how their businesses are really doing.
Right.
You know, nothing encourages a business owner like improving sales.
Exactly.
So
year
over year commissions were up 8%, which was a dramatic move from the second quarter, which was fairly flat in anemic. So that we thought was quite a positive. Overtime as a percentage of base pay, which is kind of a capacity measure, was up to 9%, which is getting close to that magic 10% number where it makes much more sense to hire a new person than it does to pay that overtime.
Is that a good rule of thumb, 10%? Once you get to 10% overtime, you should probably hire somebody full-time?
Very, very much. In most businesses, that's the case. And, of course, that also depends, though, on what the pipeline looks like, that whether that's going to continue or not. But
when you
get to that point, usually you're spending more money that way than you could by adding another person.
Right. In general, what do you think the attitude of small businesses are out there? It sounds like the customers are ringing the bell just a little bit more, which is driving sales and increasing commissions, as you said. But overall, what do you think the attitude is about the small business owners you come in contact with?
Well, it was interesting because only about 21% of business owners expected an economic rebound before mid-2011. So they had pretty much pushed out their expectation of any substantive rebound,
right?
Although the large majority beyond that thought, you know, the last half of next year is when they're hoping to see things turn around.
Right. And as you look across the marketplace yourself, Paul, how do you feel about those responses?
Well, I think it reflects the reality of this prolonged sluggish economic climate, which in my mind creates what I call winners and losers.
Right.
Those who figure out what to do, how to do it, how to move on in spite of the sluggish environment, those folks start winning. There's a lot of opportunity in a down economic climate.
at some point in time, as I've told my audience, you have to start saying, okay, if I'm not performing, if my business is not performing, you know, I have to make sure that I'm not using the economy as an excuse anymore if it's not the economy. I have to start checking my own position. What do you think, Paul?
Absolutely. I think it's important to look to realize that it's, you know, most huge fortunes are made in through a down economic climate because it's so much opportunity is created. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a, you know, higher risk reward scenario is developed. And of course, it's entrepreneurs that have that gut level reaction,
right,
able to take a risk.
Absolutely. Well done, Paul. Thank you for that report on the economy. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more of this with Paul Sarvadi, the chairman and CEO of Administaff, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the regulations that are out there that may be adjusted coming up pretty soon. We want to get Paul's ideas on that. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.